Scott, that's jwildfire.com. Final Days Report, episode 345. Want to talk bioengineered food. What is it? Folks, this is a continuation of our series, You've Been Poisoned Forever. In the end, let's talk big picture. How does this fit biblical prophecy, my friends? This VCast, we're going to jump around a little bit because you need to think about bioengineering with the bird flu, with how bird flu supposedly has jumped to cows, and then the solutions thereof on how they're going to poison poke our livestock, God's creation. No flesh will be left. That includes animals. Then how will that defilement then fit the term of bioengineering? We're gonna bring in a lot of principles. We're going to talk ID 2020 as well. It's a deep one, my friends. So those of you that have followed my ministry, I was the director of marketing and a general manager for major CPG companies. And bioengineered on the label is new to me. But I remember years ago, there was a study about GMO foods. It was an independent study. And for those of you listening on a podcast service, I'm showing a bunch of rats. They were fed GMO foods and they developed cancer. They didn't get the same nutrition level. So what exactly is bioengineered food and how is it different than GMO foods, my friends? But let's read. Bioengineered food refers to food products that have been altered at a genetic or molecular level using biotechnology, which includes genetic engineering and nanotechnology. This involves modifying the genetic material of a food source or manipulating matter on a nanoscale to achieve improved traits such as enhanced nutritional content, right, pest resistance, longer shelf life, or targeted delivery of bioactive compounds. The modifications are made using lab techniques, this is Frankenfood, that cannot be created through conventional breeding or found in nature. They're playing God, my friends. As nanotechnology continues to evolve, its applications in bioengineering food are expected to grow, potentially offering new ways to enhance the safety, quality, and nutritional value of our food supply. In the food business, you want to turn the food fast, obviously, and a lot of products would have 12 months of shelf life. And if you were to look at a P&L from a manufacturer standpoint, if you can increase the shelf life, you're going to save money to the bottom line. So there are excuses why they probably want to do bioengineering. And what was sad, the reason why I'm doing this podcast is I like shopping at Aldi and you will find bioengineered products on the shelf there. Something to take a look at as well is Final Days Report episode 147 and 55 about nanotech in the water. Is this a way for full disclosure of the nanotech in our food system? I think it is, my friends, because we've called them out. So here's what you look for. This is from Unilever. I used to work for Unilever. Ingredients derived from a bioengineered source. Stay away from this because let's go a little bit deeper. You need to peel back the onion of biotechnology. And we've covered the executive order that Biden recently signed about advancing biotechnology and manufacturing. And it has multiple platforms, but Biden's executive order on advancing biotechnology and biomanufacturing innovation includes the following platforms: innovation solutions, advanced biotechnology and biomanufacturing for solutions in health, climate change, yeah, right, energy, food security, food insecurity, in my opinion, agriculture, supply chain resilience, and national economic security. Then it goes on to talk about equity, ethics, safety, and security is another platform goal. Emphasize these principles to ensure access to technologies, processes, and products that benefit all Americans and the global community. This all, in my humble opinion, is about control, mind controlism. It's about a soul suck. And it reminds me of fluoride in the water, of poisoning you, my friends. If you think the government cares about you, no, they want you sick, part of this big pharma system, so they can milk you and have population control. Do your research on fluoride in the water. According to a Harvard study, it causes cancer and lowers IQ. They want us dumb and sick. This is crazy. It's about economic growth. And this, again, is from whitehouse.gov in terms of the executive order, and it goes on to talk about the bioeconomy. Folks, this reminds me of Microsoft's 06-06-06 patent that we've always covered, turning you into the wireless body area network, turning you into an antenna and harvesting your energy. They want to invest in scientific capabilities, invest in foundational scientific capabilities, including the development of genetic engineering technologies and techniques. They're playing God, unlocking the power of biological data and advancing the science of scale-up production. Biosafety and biosecurity. This is biocontrol, it should say, in my opinion. Invest in and promote biosafety and biosecurity to ensure that biotechnology is developed and deployed in ways that align with the United States principles and values and international best practices. Again, the federal government is a corporation. It's a corporation. Domestic production. Ensure that what is invented in the U.S. can be made in the United States, creating jobs at home, building stronger supply chains, and lowering prices for American families. And lastly, addressing global challenges. Drive advances in biomanufacturing that can improve food and energy security. Stick with it. They're biohacking you, and it's involved with the Department of Energy. Mitigate the impacts of climate change, that hoax, and help people live longer and healthier lives through advances in medicine. Now, they want to steal your soul. We'll prove it out on the why. So let's go a little deeper on bioengineering, biohacking you. Bioengineering applies engineering principles to biological systems and biomedical technologies, involves design and analysis of biological systems. This is measuring you under the skin, and this includes nanotechnology. Remember, we just did a podcast. Bill Gates admits in nanotechnology, self-assembling with the poison poke. Nanotechnology manipulates matter on an atomic, molecular, and supramolecular scale, applied in bioengineering for creating new functional materials and devices for medical applications. This is crazy. Synthetic manipulation, part of bioengineering where biological entities are artificially manipulated to achieve desired outcomes. Genetic engineering is a prime example. And then you have CRISPR-Cas9 and mRNA technology that self-assembles, as Bill Gates just says. How does it self-assemble? I mean, this is insanity, my friends. I'm going to play two videos, one from the World Economic Forum that wants to put COVID vaccine technology in the water, like fluoride, which is illegal. Can't make this up. And next, they're destroying the pollinators under the Biosecurity Act in New Zealand. They always test things in certain countries. Folks, they're creating pestilence, famine, inflation, that's seal 3 of the Bible, and DNA defilement as the days of Noah. You can't make this up, so let's play these two videos. I mean, it's just disgusting. So when are they going to put this bioengineering technology, this nanotech, in our water? I bind this criminality in the name of Jesus Christ. Let's roll it.
This is done. Required us to burn it in 7 days. Otherwise, that we face criminal charges. I just love how they arrive and throw literally raspberries in my face and say they do not care and treat my staff terribly. There was nothing, no disease in these boxes. These bioboxes were clean. It's wonderful having a person who's done half a day's training and know your competitors so that you have to burn your output. This is what's happening in New Zealand under the Biosecurity Act.
That's also, of course, true with COVID, right? We are all only as healthy as our neighbor is on our street, in our city, in our region, in our nation, and globally. And did we solve that? Like, did we actually manage to vaccinate everyone in the world? No. So highlighting water as a global commons and what it means to work together and see it both out of that kind of global commons perspective, but also the self-interest perspective, because it does have that parallel. It's not only important, but it's also important because we haven't managed to solve those problems which had similar attributes. And water is something that people understand. You know, climate change is a bit abstract. Some people understand it really well. Some understand it a bit. Some just don't understand it. Water. Every kid knows how important it is to have water. When you're playing football and you're thirsty, you need water. So there's also something about really getting citizen engagement around this and really, in some ways, experimenting with this notion of the common good. Can we actually deliver this time in ways that we have failed miserably other times. And hopefully we won't keep failing on the other things. But anyway.
Do your research if you live in a large city, if it is a C40 city. I think Chicago and New York signed up for reducing meat and dairy. Probably will be 15-minute cities as well. I mean, this is just diabolical, my friends. So let's talk big picture. Again, they're creating inflation. They're going after God's creation. Matthew 24, verses 22 through 24 says, "And except those days should be shortened, there should be no flesh be saved. But for the elect, those are Christians' sake, those days shall be shortened." That's the tribulation, my friends. And no flesh includes the animals. It really fits as the days of Noah, when God actually brought unblemished, undefiled animals to the ark. And yes, they found the ark in Turkey. But this is from Blazing Press News. U.S. FDA tested retail milk samples for bird flu in 17 states. And check out Final Days Report, episode 320, "The Next Plandemic to Control Livestock, End of Food Freedom." Because again, they're saying cows are infected with bird flu. It's beyond demonic. We'll talk solutions in the end as well. But here's where bird flu is beyond demonic. It's brilliant if you're evil. Because what they're pushing for is this beast AI system to control everything because of this fake pandemic. So how are they going to control it? Well, they're going to control it with surveillance and technology. Technology, early detection and rapid response to outbreaks are possible with technology. Lasers are used to deter birds from farms, reducing disease transmission. Gene editing technologies like CRISPR are being explored to make chickens resistant to avian flu. So they're defiling these chickens. And yes, it has come out in some medical journals that mRNA technology defiles your DNA. And surveillance really fits technology. Surveillance is key to controlling bird flu spread. This includes monitoring people exposed to infected animals and implementing measures like mandatory testing for interstate movement of dairy cattle. Obviously, poison pokes, vaccines. The U.S. has two vaccines ready if the bird flu strain in dairy cows begins spreading to people. These vaccines can be widely distributed within weeks if needed. If you go to the doctor, I saw a video where somebody had to sign something, and they said, "I'm not signing until you print this out." And they printed out like a 6-7 page document, and it said that the doctor can forcibly poke you. Don't sign anything, my friends. This one I think is interesting that's happened. We've documented 3 or 4 times. Culling infected animals is a common practice to prevent the disease spread. So when you cull, you reduce supply, you increase price. And then here's the big one, digital identification, ID 2020. ID 2020 promotes ethical, privacy-protecting approaches to digital ID. Ethical, really? It's control. While not directly related to bird flu control, digital IDs can help track vaccination records and monitor disease spread. You won't be able to do anything unless you have your digital ID that we've covered often with that iconography. You won't be able to bank. You won't be able to get on the net. And they're subtly finding ways to bring in this digital identification system. One of the things that they're trying to do around the world for digital ID to get on the net is to verify your age, because they don't want minors on social media sites. Well, that's just a ruse to get all of us to be able to verify ourselves before we get online. There are multiple ways they're trying to do it, or excuses. But they're trying to eliminate free speech. This will hit your social credit score. And if you think for 1 second the elite care about kids, you're mistaken. They wouldn't have made them wear masks. They wouldn't have forced vaccinated them. They don't care about your kids. They want to defile your kids. But you think about this technology. It's DNA defilement, especially with the poison pokes. They're culling the animals. That is inflation. And digital identification is this mark of the beast AI monitoring system. If you follow our ministry, AI is the fake God. It'll be omnipresent. As Noah Harari said, we can measure you under the skin. You got to ask the question, how? How can this happen? So what's the big picture, right? The big picture is they need to biohack you. They need to merge you with machines, this transhumanism agenda. They need to take away your free will. It's ultimately a soul trap, and they want to make you their pets. a subservient slave. Matthew 24, verse 4, and Jesus answered, said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. You cannot be deceived in these days. You're going to have to learn skills pretty quick. But let's play a Reese report. Pray this guy gets saved. He does some amazing work, and he packs things in just a succinct manner. We've covered this video before, early days of our ministry, on how they want to get rid of the God gene. And many people that took the As the Days of Noah devil juice said they no longer could hear from God. They had to fast and really get on their hands and knees and beg the Lord for forgiveness, that they defiled the temple of God, that is them as Christians. But this is just over the top. Let's roll it.
More than 100 years ago, Rudolf Steiner wrote that in the future, we will eliminate the soul with medicine. Under the pretext of a healthy point of view, there will be a vaccine by which the human body will be treated so that the human being cannot develop the thought of the existence of soul and spirit. He would be extremely smart, but he would not develop a conscience. And that is the true goal of some materialistic circles. A viral video which claims to be a leaked 2005 presentation to the DOD by American geneticist Dean Hamer shows a man briefing a room of men about the VMAT2 gene, the God gene, and how it can be suppressed with the use of vaccines.
Excuse me, on the left over here, we have individuals who are religious fundamentalists, religious fanatics. And this is the expression, RT-PCR, real-time PCR expression of the VMAT2 gene. Our hypothesis is that these are fanatical people, that they have overexpression of the VMAT2 gene, and that by vaccinating them against this, we'll eliminate this behavior.
In 2002, former news anchor Ryan Harper claimed in the San Francisco Chronicle that he created this video as a short film, but has provided no clear evidence to substantiate this claim. And if it is a hoax, then it appears to be disinformation, false information deliberately spread to employ strategic deceptions to advance political, military, or commercial goals. Because in 2009, Dean Hamer lectured at Marlboro College about this same subject.
Well, it turns out at least one gene that's involved in spirituality has now been identified. It's one of many different players. The next slide shows it. It's something called the vesicular monobene transporter number 2.
And in 2004, Hamer published the book The God Gene, How Faith is Hardwired into Our Genes, wherein he argues that a variation in the VMAT2 gene dictates one's openness to spiritual experiences, and without it, we cannot feel God. Not only is this information accurate, but it appears to have been deployed. In a recent article by Dr. Ariana Love, it is shown that this technology has existed for years. The VMAT2 gene is a protein that carries several vital neurotransmitters to synapses in the brain. It basically controls the central nervous system. Deleting it, known as a knockout, would greatly reduce these neurotransmitters, creating an endless list of chronic health issues. VMAT2 deletion is accomplished using the SLC18A2 cDNA ORF clone, where cDNA is complementary DNA, which is used in human cloning and genetically modifying an organism. In 2013, Supreme Court judges ruled that cDNA added to target cells in the human genome makes a person patent eligible. And there are patents for using this to genetically edit the human VMAT2 gene and delete it. This can easily be done using simple CRISPR technology and is even sold online. In a 2020 study on mice, VMAT2 gene deletion caused schizophrenia. In a 2022 study, it caused Parkinson's disease. In the American Journal of Human Genetics, a study on deleting the VMAT2 induces an intellectual disability syndrome in humans. It causes autoimmune disorders, cerebral palsy, type 1 diabetes, and several other illnesses. Begging the question, As Dr. Love asks, how long have pharma and the government been reducing our humanity through VMAT2 knockouts? VMAT2 deletion also causes fearfulness, psychiatric disorders, cardiac arrhythmia, cancer, and accelerated aging. While it's unlikely that these sadistic mad scientists can cut us off from God, they are definitely doing their best to murder us. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Rees.
Going back to bioengineering, one of the podcasts that I did that went somewhat viral for us is Final Days Report, episode 305. Go to SJ Wellfire and type in 305 into the search bar. You need to think about this. Department of Energy part of the funds the Genome Project, and it's linked to the Eugenics Institute. Why is the Department of Energy involved in bioengineering and learning about the genome? They want to harvest our energy, my friends, turn you into a wireless body area network. And then Final Days Report, episode 303, the Mark of the Beast, microchip diversion, nanotech is here. That's one thing that we've proven out in our book that we wrote 2.5-3 years ago. CO1 is open, that primes the fourth beast system, that is iron, graphene oxide, mix, and clay, you. And it really fits Daniel 2, verse 43, King James Version Bible. And whereas thou sawest iron mixed with miry clay, you're made of clay, and they shall mingle themselves with the seed of men, but they shall not cleave one to another, even as iron is not mixed with clay. The word mingle is translated as mix. It's always about a seed war, my friends, even going back to Genesis 3. You might be sitting and saying, whoa, I think we're all defiled with what they're dumping on us, what they're putting in our water, going back to this bioengineering on our labels. We've proven out that from a whistleblower, they've been dumping stuff in our water. So we're all probably tainted, but check out Final Days Report, episode 342, where we do talk solutions. Look, this is a Watchman News ministry, and there's a lot of dire information, but have faith, especially if you're a Christian. Endure to the end. We don't have a spirit of fear. This is a great time to be alive. This is a great time to save souls. I was talking with Pastor Larry. He's going to get back on his Bible studies. And he was telling me he is memorizing or has memorized Psalm 119 that I thought was just brilliant. As Christians, you know, put your love in Christ first, above your family, kids. Have Jesus Christ as your first love. And that's what this passage reminds me of. With my whole heart have I sought thee. Oh, let me not wander from thy commandments. Thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Be a light in this world, my friends. Save souls. Do me a favor. Share this VCast on as many platforms as you belong to on social media. Make sure you subscribe. And again, if you're not awake, I wrote an ebook, CO1 is open, that primes a fourth beast system, that is iron, graphene oxide, mix, and clay, you, and I cover a bunch of topics. It was not a single-minded message, probably a little bit chaotic of a book, but I think it's a good read. And part of our ministry's point of view is we're trying to save souls with the news. We came up with a brand of God t-shirts where you can tell your story, mercy of God, love of God, give the gospel via merchandise, my friends. Make sure you have a blessed day. Let's summarize. Bioengineering is on food labels. It's different than GMOs. And again, going back to that rat study, GMOs destroy your gut biome. Some of them, I mean, literally in some of the genetically modified organisms, they would put in different strands that would kill insects. All of a sudden, when GMOs started coming out, people were allergic to certain things. I mean, I just saw disease skyrocket, and I was in that food industry for years, right? And then all of a sudden, there's a new term, bioengineering, and it fits this synthetic, it fits Biden's executive order, it fits nanotechnology. So really study your labels. Dive deep into organic food. The best solution is, can you, if you have some means or some land, grow your own food? Check out the podcast we did about potential solutions to detox from this stuff. You know, we're not giving medical advice, but there might be something there. I'm trying some of the things out because I think we're all tainted. I think we're all tainted of what they're doing to us. God's going to destroy those that destroy the earth, that destroy his creation. So woe to you if you're involved in this. Make sure you have a blessed day. God bless. Thank you.